This is Allison Keever, reminding you that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com as I'm broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. And I also want to welcome all of my Facebook friends that are joining me on Facebook Live. So if you want to join me on Facebook Live today and make some comments and give some requests, share some thoughts, it's going to be a great day today here on Prophetic Tuesday. And I'm excited because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. And so here we are, broadcasting around the clock, around the globe. Now in our fifth year of broadcasting here on BPNRadio.com. So excited about what the Holy Spirit is going to do today, what He is going to say today, and it's going to be a wonderful day. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we're absolutely delighted that you are listening today and watching here on Facebook Live. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Leona Perchuka, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So here we are today on Prophetic Tuesday. So let's pray, America. Okay, it's good to have all of you that are joining us here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live today. Until last week, I hadn't been on Facebook Live in a while, but I thought I'd get back on and share some prophetic words with our Facebook audience as well. So delighted to have you. We're going to have a little prophetic music here, our theme song from my friend Martin Smith. We're going to have a little prophetic music here, a little prophetic song, and then we're going to get started. Good to have you listening. Father, we just pray for a great day here on BPNRadio.com and also on Dale Gentry Facebook Live. Dale Gentry Facebook Live, going to be a wonderful day because we know that one word from God can change our lives forever.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
I love to hear the voice of God. And I'm delighted to be able to serve as a prophetic voice to churches across America and around the world. And I'm also delighted to be able to share prophetic words today with people all across America and around the world. For over 30 years, of course, Gene and I traveled from church to church, city to city, state to state, and nation to nation. And I've logged probably about 2.5 million miles with American Airlines plus other airlines. But now, through the media of BPNRadio.com and Facebook, I'm able to speak to people all across America and around the world at one time. So it's quite amazing. You know, I want to share some, maybe a few testimonies that I get in from time to time. Last week, a young lady named Chrissy, she said, I gave her a prophetic word. She said, wow, I didn't even request the word, and I'm just randomly on here today. But it's the same word you gave me from the Lord that I did request a month ago. It's the same exact same word, she said. She said, I'm blown away right now. So Here's a testimony from a leader that feeds the poor in Palm Beach County, Florida. He said, "Thanks so much, Pastor, for sending the link for the radio interview that I did for him." He said, "Since you started praying for our ministry on your program, we've had three times the normal amount of food donations come, with 13 pallets of meat alone. Over 150,000 pounds came in since we were on your radio station. Please continue praying, sir. I can only imagine what the Lord is about to do through RBM." And so that's from Dan West, Restoration Bridge in Lake Worth, Florida. Here's a testimony from a person that says, "Pastor Dale, thank you for praying for me and your word. It was exactly what I was feeling this morning in college orientation." She said, "You've been a prophetic voice in my life since I was 8 years old. A year and a half ago, you prophesied to me that God would bring me my Isaac, not my Ishmael." And she said, "That was right after my divorce. I've been dating a man whom I'm falling for. I believe he is the one. And please pray for me. Thank you very much, Alicia." Here is a lot of testimonies. Here's one that says, "Dale, you don't know me, but I was saved in December of 1999 at Calvary Cathedral one Sunday evening while you were preaching. God bless you and your ministry. And know you have helped people to focus on Jesus and change their lives." That's from Denise in Fort Worth, Texas. Here's one from California. Isabel says, "Great message this morning. Thank you for your teaching and encouragement to fulfill God's purpose. About 30 years ago, your ministry taught me to pray, and since then to walk, and now you're teaching me how to fulfill God's purpose in my life." Wow. Here's a word from Dr. Larry Martin. Many of you know Dr. Larry Martin. He says, "Linda and I started the new year in Baytown in service of my lifetime friend, Dale Gentry. I got a positive word. Dale and I were all raised in Comanche, Oklahoma, when Dale pastored in Holiday, Texas. He was the first pastor to invite me to preach outside my home church. That was in 1968. Dr. Larry Martin. Here's someone that says, "I was just sitting here looking at volume 2 of Gathering Manna, praying daily with Dale Gentry, 1997. We have a guest suite here on our main floor in Bedford, Nova Scotia, Canada, which we give out to people to come and rest." And she said, "I'm looking for volume 1. I don't know if anybody has volume 1 of praying with Dale Gentry or not. Here's one from Johnston, Iowa. Says, "You gave me a prophetic word several years ago that God was changing my assignment and he was giving a more profitable assignment. I believe this is it, man of God. I'm now working for DuPont Pioneer in Johnston, Iowa." Well, I've got a lot of testimonies. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I have lots of names that I'm going to pray over. I'm going to get to right quickly. And I won't be able to prophesy over everyone, but I'm going to prophesy over some people, knowing that a word from God. Remember, when I give a prophetic word, I've been sharing prophetic words since 1995, and a prophecy provides a major opportunity, and you know, one word from God can change your life. And if I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word. You say, "I've already heard that word. I already know about that word." Or it could be a brand new word. New things, the prophet said, "New things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them." So sometimes I give a prophetic word and it may not even make much sense to you, because when I prophesy, I just give a little part. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "We know in part, and we prophesy in part." So sometimes I give a prophetic word over people, and they say, "Wow, where did that come from? I was not even thinking about that." That's why you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind or your emotions. You have to receive it with your spirit. So I just pray over your spirit today that you'll be receptive to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. And when I prophesy, you must understand that it's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's a word. So what do I do with the word? Well, you can receive it or you can say, no, I don't believe that word's for me. And that's okay if you don't want to receive the word. But if you want to take ownership for the word, then what you do is you just say, I received that word, I write it down, and you might just record the word that you received. And play it back or read it. And I do believe that we literally speak our worlds into existence. God has a wonderful plan for your life, and you cannot figure it out. That figure's a good Texas verb. You can't figure it out with your mind. You can get a college degree. You can get a master's, a doctorate degree, and that will be maybe the natural. But the Apostle Paul wrote, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. So you must understand there's a lot of things that you can do in the realm of the natural. But there's a lot of things that you can't do unless you go into what I call the fourth dimension, unless you go into the realm of the supernatural. And so, you know, right now I kind of feel like I'm in the natural. I'm not feeling the anointing yet. I'm talking, giving you some instructions, but I believe that it will click. And when you get in the supernatural, it's amazing. I mean, like I got in the supernatural anointing last Tuesday and began to prophesy about a world prayer center that's going to be established in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, where prayer is going up day and night and people are participating. I don't know what all I said, but I believe it was a word from God. I'm not sure if it's a now word or a future word, but it's amazing when you begin to pray. I love to pray. It's amazing what can happen when you begin to share prophetic words from God or begin to hear the voice of the Lord. That's Jeremiah 30:2 says, write it down, write it in a book. So when you get a word from God, even when I'm out walking, and I start getting some revelation because I love to get out and walk and pray. Then of course on my iPhone here, then I look and I begin to record. I begin to record these things and then I play them back later. So I ministered at a church in Austin, Texas past Sunday, and last Friday, Saturday, when I was out walking, I began to get prophetic words concerning the service. I love to hear the voice of God. So we're going to pray today, and I'm going to start prophesying over some people. I've got a few names, a few words written down, but mostly I just have some names and locations of your name and where you live. So today I'm going to start praying, and I'm going to give some words for some guys. David, good to have you on. And Keith, good to have you on with me today. And David from Fort Worth, Texas, bless you, man of God. You're a faithful man of God. Misty, good to have you on with me today. Michelle and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I'm not sure where you're from, Elizabeth. And John, they're from Indiana. And Annabelle B. From Monroe, Washington. Hey, good to have you. Elizabeth Lopez. Give me your location, if you will. I love to have, there's something about your name and your state. And I'll just mention your first name. There's something about where you live. Very, very important. And Charlotte, good to have you joining us. And Tim, good to have you listening. All of you that are joining me today here on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. Robert H. from Houston, Texas, and understand that you guys are starting a church there in Houston. Wow, that's fantastic. I'm excited about that. Alicia, good to have you. Letitia, great to have you joining me today there from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm really excited about what God is doing. Suzanne, good to have you from Delray Beach, Florida, joining me. Gonzalez, great to have you. We're gonna We're going to pray here in a moment. We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to touch us and send me a message, if you will. Hey, Paul, good to have you listening from Fort Worth, Texas, my longtime friend. And Sarah, from all the way from Medford, Oregon. And Ashley from Rawls, Texas, out in West Texas. I know where that's at. And it's so good to have y'all with me today. Okay, we're going to pray. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today on bpnradio.com. The will of God be done here in our studios in Austin, Texas. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears. Why don't y'all just put, unless you're driving down the road, put your hands on your ears and say, and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice. Put your hand on your eyes, say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're saying to me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, I respond, I receive all that you have for me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And a little bit later on, I'm going to have my granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee. Brittany, she hosts a program every evening from midnight till 5 a.m. That's Central Time, Texas time, where she plays music and reads scripture. And it's a great time. She's going to be up. Today's her birthday, so we're going to give a shout out to her. Hey, May Meza from Windermere, Florida. And May, I just speak a blessing over you. Jessica A. from Baytown, Texas, I speak a blessing over you. I'm going to bless some of you until I begin to receive a word from God, because some of you haven't written anything down. Hey, Patty R. from Spokane, Washington. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you are a woman of great adventure, climbing to the highest peaks of this world. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to be you're going to have a person that's you're going to be a person that has eagle's wings, and you can fly, and you can fly high. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I also want to say that I believe that prophetic words are creative words. I prophesied over people that may not have had the ability to sing or to preach or to prophesy or to start a business, but I believe that words are creative words. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Ramona W. from Moore, Oklahoma, I just see this incredible music gift. I'm prophesying that you are going to be involved in music. And I just bless you in the name of Jesus. And my friend Keith from Georgia there, Keith L. from Georgia, I bless you, Keith, and I thank you for all of the years that you served me when I was ministering. Gene and I were ministering over 30 years. We came to Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, and you were helping us there, serving us. You're a mighty man of God. I just believe that God is giving you a foothold. He is giving you a divine entrance. You are getting your foot in the door. And, you know, sometimes when I prophesy, it's not only a word for the person that I'm prophesying to, but other people will say, well, that, I know that is a prophetic word for me also. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Keith L., my longtime friend, that God is giving you a new assignment, and you're getting your foot in the door. It's not like the door is just opening wide for you. That can happen, I know, from time to time, but you are getting your foot in the door. A long time ago, when I was in high school, and I just so wanted to be a radio announcer, I wanted to be a disc jockey. I even volunteered on Saturday night. I hosted a country music show. I wasn't very good back then, but I was only in high school. But I had a great passion since I was in the eighth grade to be a radio announcer, radio disc jockey. So there was a man that later went on to become the sportscaster, play-by-play sportscaster for the Dallas Cowboys at that time. He was working at a radio station where I was doing a Saturday night in Duncan, Oklahoma. And he said to me, Dale, if you want to be in radio, you got to get your foot in the door. And so I did. I started out in small places. Don't despise, the Bible says don't despise the day of small beginnings. I started out in small places. I got my foot in the door. And so, Keith, you're going to get your foot in the door. And there's some of you going to get your foot in the door. And then before long, I was working at a CBS affiliate. So incredible things can happen if you get your foot in the door. So that's a word for Keith, and maybe a word for some other people as well. Get your foot in the door. So I have a word today for you, Suzanne. I declare in Jesus' name that over you, Suzanne C., that diligence over you is going to pay off. Your diligence in your life is going to pay off. And sometimes we look for certain places that we are going to work or minister, and it may not work out. But God is looking, and he is declaring that your diligence is paying off. And I bless you right now, Suzanne. I'm not sure where you live at, but anyhow, that's a prophetic word for you, and I bless you with it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I have a word for my friend Paul C. from Fort Worth, Texas. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Paul, that you are a blessing to so many, many people. And I'm calling you an evangelist, Paul C., the evangelist. And I bless you. You are a faithful man. I see you going to different churches and ministering to them about certain situations that they've not heard before. The hand of God is upon you. And Sarah, I just bless you, Sarah, there in Medford, Oregon. All of those artistic giftings that are in operation in your life. You are an artist with several different artistic giftings. And I see your name on several well-known pieces of art. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Amy, I'm gonna pray for you from Frisco, Texas. The call of God over your life is very, very important. Very, very important. The call of God. You've known it. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying you've known it since you were a small child, since you were a little girl. The hand of God has been upon you. And so many times things have not came into being because it was not the timing or not the place. You know, sometimes we try to press our way into a certain place, into a certain call that does not seem to work out. But God is at work in your life, and you must understand that he's making everything beautiful in his time. I have a word for you, Bonnie. Bonnie A. from Great Falls, Montana. The blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I see tremendous financial blessings coming into your hands. And it's coming from a direction maybe that you have not suspected or have not thought would happen. But I just know that God is at work in your life, and he's working it all out. So, you know, you got to get your hands out. In the morning when Gene and I pray, because we pray over seed that we have sown over the many years we've been in full-time ministry now for 51 years, and we hold out our hands. And we pray with a seed that's not coming to a harvest. And we say to the north, give up, south, give up, east, give up, west, give up. Release those finances into your hands. Because it takes finances to do what God has called you to do. Everybody needs money, needs finances. So I declare, Bonnie, that finances are coming into your hands. Get your hands out there and receive the financial blessing that is coming into your life. And sometimes, Jessica A. from Baytown, Texas, I have a word for you. Sometimes it appears that nothing is happening. You know, the Bible said that Peter fished all night and caught no fishes. caught no fishes. And in the morning time, his boat was empty. But Jesus said to him, Peter, I want you to go back out again. It's morning time, and I want you to let down your net for a big catch. And as I've said many times, Peter fished all night and caught nothing, 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 nothing. Then all of a sudden, when he let his net out again, there was a pow. And so in life, it appears that nothing, many times it appears that nothing is going to happen. Then all of a sudden, pow, it just comes in. It happens. God is a God of the suddenlies. And Jessica, don't be discouraged. Don't be despondent, because God can turn things around in a day for you. Suddenly things can happen that you have not suspected. And so I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amber. Amber Hall A. from Brentwood, California. I've known Amber for a long time, a faithful young lady. And I bless you, Amber. I believe that God is transitioning you and your husband, your family, into a very profitable place. I see, wow, I feel the Holy Ghost now, but I see a pioneer work beginning with several members of your family, and you and your husband are going to play a very strategic part of that. Something new is being formed. It's being hewn out of the rock, and the rock is Christ Jesus. And wow, some new things are coming together, and I'm really excited. I don't know anything about it in the natural, but there's a lot of giftings and ministries in your family there in the Brentwood, California area that is coming into being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there is a portion of things that God has begun that needs to be completed. And so I believe there's going to be a continuation of some things that God started years past that's going to begin to take place. So I bless you, Amber, and I bless your family there in the Brentwood, California area, in the name of Jesus. Tracy O. from Donovan, Missouri. And most names I've not written anything down today, because I was just praying and just writing names down and looking at my list and just knowing that God's at work. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's a special anointing that is coming upon your life, an anointing that you have not experienced before. It's just amazing. You know, in 1985, when Gene and I began to travel, I was calling people to pray. I was working with one of my longtime friends who had 300,000 people praying with him, and so I was going across America as a prayer associate. But a new anointing began to come upon me. I'd prophesied before, but a strong prophetic anointing came upon me, and pastor after pastor would come to me and say, would you come back and prophesy in my church again? And it just, the world opened. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tracy, that your gift, there's a very special gift. I know the Bible says gifts plural, but there is a very special gift that is coming upon your life, a great anointing. And many of your friends are people that know you are going to begin to say, is that, Tracy, is that really you? Hallelujah. So I just stretch my hand out, and I just release that gift in you in Jesus' name, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Keroto uriite, larabo uribiite. Hallelujah. Just release of the anointing. You know, without the anointing, you just can't do it. The anointing. And the problem is we think that we're going to get the anointing before we get started. Sometimes I get anointed before I start ministering. But it takes a while for it to click in. That's why sometimes I ramble, I share a few things, but suddenly the anointing just clicks in. Hallelujah. Kerotu Ratus. I just released that anointing on those of you that are listening today on bpnradio.com. Those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, I just released the anointing. Hallelujah. Just put my hand out in Jesus' name. Just put my hand on your head. Hallelujah. The anointing. I've laid my right hand on thousands and thousands of people. I've never done this on Facebook Live, but on thousands of people, I've laid my hand on sometimes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in one setting, in one day, maybe between 1,000 and 2,000 in one day, in Jesus' name. And I lay my hands upon you now and release the anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come upon you now in Jesus' name. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things are possible, and nothing is impossible. There is no limits. There is no limits to what you can do. There is no limits to what you can do. God is at work. Hallelujah. And there's some of you that's moving from one season to another season. I have a spiritual son. His name is he's a boxer, well-known boxer, Evander Holyfield. And a couple of years ago, he quit boxing. He'd retired from boxing. He was going around as a motivational speaker. And I called him up and I began to prophesy over him. And I said, Evander, you're moving to that preaching anointing. And now every day I get these scriptures from him and I get these words from God from him. I'm telling you, sometimes you have to move from one season to another season. And you cannot drag all these seasons behind you. And there's some of you that are overloaded with what you're doing now, but you're also trying to maintain what you used to do. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to let some things go in the past in order to focus on what God is doing in your life now. What is God doing in your life now? Now. And if you'll focus on that, the hand of God would just come upon you. Shay, they're in Odessa, Texas. You must understand, there's a great rebel, Shay L. from Odessa, Texas. I'm prophesying over you. There's an incredible anointing that has been transferred to you by the laying out of hands. I don't believe we can just give other people gifts, but I believe that we can release gifts in people. Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart or I might release some gifting or anointing in you. And Shay L., I just release that strong anointing, impartation upon your life. In Jesus' name. Keruto Uriba Atta Seba Atta. Jenna L. from Vacaville, California. Jenna, I pray for you right now. I break that spirit of heaviness off of you. I break that spirit of disappointment off of you. I break that spirit of self-destruction off of you. I bless that. I break that spirit of loneliness and helplessness that you have been going through, heaviness. I break it off of you now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that God is at work in your life. And I declare that God is assigning you to a special geographical location. He is assigning you. And because so many times you say, well, where's my place? Where's my place? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, a special assignment. Stacy G. from Houston, Texas. I just see you preaching the gospel, Stacy. The anointing of the Holy Ghost mightily upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And over you, Ramona W. from Moore, Oklahoma. I just declare it is not over until it's over. There's some people that have said to you, this is over. But the Holy Ghost is saying it is not over until I say it's over. Hallelujah. So there's some things that people would like to push you out of push you away from. And sometimes we allow other people to disqualify us. In Jesus' name. You know, I had a pastor many years ago that was one of my spiritual prophetic sons. And he said, the church has voted me out. They have dismissed me. They've terminated me. They've fired me. And what am I supposed to do? I said, do you have a release from the city that you are in? He said, no, I'm not released from the city. I said, well, stay there and start another work. If you're not released, if they've terminated, fired you. So instead of moving to another city, I believe that God assigns us to certain towns or cities, geographical situations, or radio stations, whatever it may be. There's divine assignments. And sometimes, even in marriage, whatever it may be, even in marriage, hallelujah, even in marriage, others try to push us out of there. Tiffany, I pray for you there. Tiffany W. in the Houston area, Kingwood, Texas. I pray for you, Tiffany, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you have to stand for whatever you believe that is right, regardless of other people's opinions. You know, some of you out there, you live by other people's opinions, their approval or disapproval. There are people that will say to you, no, 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 that's not the way. That's not what you can do. You should do. You should not. Only you can really know for sure. I believe in the multitude of counselors, there's safety, but it does not say in the multitude of counselors there is divine direction. You've got to know in your heart. You've got to know in your heart what's right. What's right. And even if those that are around you may not agree with you, you have to stand for whatever you're supposed to stand for. So, you know, my friend Godfrey Bertle, he wrote a song, Stand and I'll Stand With You. And so what you have to do, Tiffany, is you have to get other people around you that's going to stand for what God has spoken to you about concerning your life, concerning your marriage, and whatever God is doing in your life. And so I'm just sharing with some of you today that what you have a divided environment, or you have a divided friendships, because you have one group of friends saying, no, you need to leave him. No, you need to leave her. No, you need to quit that business. No, you need to stay with that job. So whatever you have in your heart, you can listen to counsel, but whatever you have in your heart, you're going to have people that will stand with you. You know, my daddy, I feel the Holy Ghost now. I've clicked in. Kerote kubroshime moshiko brote elabrote shikate mauro ute shikatai labra. Somebody's getting a word from God right now. Rabo ute. You know, my daddy, he got his 50-year pen with a certain denomination. I grew up in that, and they gave me my start in ministry, and I'm thankful. I'll always be thankful to this group. But there came a day that I knew I was supposed to leave, that my season was over. I went and spoke to my superintendent, and he said, no, Dale, you shouldn't do that. I said, well, I've been invited to work with a friend of mine who's calling America to pray. And he said, no, 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 and there was others. In fact, many of my closest friends, they would not have anything more to do with me. Now, that can be very painful. That all happened in 18 years after Gene and I started in full-time ministry. That happened in 1985. But there was one man, his name was Don Couch. Don Couch, I give him a shout out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He said, you come and preach in my church in Manford, Oklahoma. So I went to Manford, Oklahoma, and preached for Don and Kay Couch. They said, you come, even if you're not a part of our group anymore, even though you're not associated with us, our denomination, you come and preach for us. And soon there was others, but some of my closest friends, they said, no, no, no. So what I had to do, because I knew, Gene and I knew what the will of God was, and it really opened the whole world for us. We knew what the will of God was for our lives. So we had to get some people around us that was saying, yes, 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 yes. And I'm just saying that over you, Joe B. from Pennsylvania, you're watching today. You got to get with the yes crowd. Now, not everybody's going to agree with you, but once you make a decision and you say, this is where I'm going to work, or this is where I'm going to pastor, or this is the business I'm going to start, from that point, once you launch out, you got to have people that are saying with you, yes, you can do that, you can make that, yes, you can start that, you can finish that, yes, you can go there, yes, you can have that, yes, you can be that, even though it may seem impossible. But you must understand that God is the God of all possibilities. You understand what I'm saying? With God, all things are possible. You believe that, don't you, Crystal? I bless you there in Phoenix, Arizona, in Jesus' name. And Charito, I bless you. And Teresa, they're from the Baytown, Texas area. And Cynthia, they're from Port Arthur, Texas. I bless y'all. And David D., they're from California. And David, sometimes you feel like you're being ignored, but you're not being ignored. I hear you loud and clear. The hand of God is mightily upon you. And one of the things I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say over you, David, is that you have disqualified yourself in so many, many areas. Not other people, but you. And you've listened to wrong voices sometimes, and as a result, you've made some wrong choices. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I bless my personal assistant, Linda Pack Meeks, that is watching today. What a faithful woman she is. And Cynthia, I bless you there in Port Arthur. And I bless you, Casey. I bless you there in up there in Alaska. You are bold. And I'm just hearing the Lord saying that you've got to heat the furnace seven times hotter. You got to get more bold and more determined, and you cannot take no for an answer. You know, sometimes we wait for certain things to happen. You know, years ago when I went to work with my friend in Rockwall, Texas, I mean, he was one of that became one of the fastest growing churches in America. I couldn't even get some time to talk with him because he was in demand all over America. So one day I was praying and the Holy Spirit said, you need to go out. He's at home now. And you need to go out and knock on his door and just say you're there. So what I did, I got in my car. It was a Saturday afternoon. I'll never forget. I went out and knocked on his door. The Holy Ghost said he was there. And there he was. And I just said, I need to come in and talk with you and pray with you. And that one appointment led to some really big things. So I'm saying over you, Casey, you got to knock on the door. And if they do not open the door, knock again. And if they don't open the door, knock again. I know that you're a very aggressive person, but you got to become more aggressive, Casey, than ever. I just speak I know you're bold, but I speak a greater anointing of boldness. I release a greater boldness in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I see you there, Emily. I don't know where you're from. Let me know where you're from. And Peggy, Peggy D.A., let me know where you're from so I can pray for you today, and that would be very good. well, I feel the anointing. And, hey, Roy, from where are you from? From Florescent, Colorado. I bless you. In the name of Jesus, there's a gift of healing that is operating in your life, and more so, the word of knowledge. You just begin to call out. When you start praying for people, you'll just begin to call out what's going on in their lives, and you'll by the word of knowledge, by the gift of healing, by the gift of faith, God is going to enlarge and expand your life, and there is a. There's an opportunity to prepare, but I believe I hear the Holy Ghost saying you can skip that step and go to the next step. Hey, Tyler G. from Lubbock, Texas, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The power of the Holy Ghost mightily in you, in Jesus' name. And God is working in your life and giving you a company. The Bible said the disciples, they went to their own company, and God is giving you a company to work with. Hey, Peggy from Donelson, y'all see, Donelson, Louisiana, there is a strength inside of you that you have not come to know or not come to realize. There is a special strength. And even when you feel that you are weak, you know, the Bible said, even when you feel like you're weak, let the weak say, I am strong. And God has given you the strength to do what he has called you to do in Jesus' name. And what whom he's qualified is qualified. So I bless you, Peggy, the anointing of the Holy Ghost operate in your life in Jesus' name. And Joshua B. there in Tempe, Arizona, I want to pray for you right now. And years ago, when you were about to enter professional baseball, I prayed for you there in Florida. I'm going to pray for you right now. And because you're 10 years down the road, I'm not sure if you're still playing professional baseball or not. Tempe, Arizona sounds like you may be. But I know that you are at crossroads in your life. And I pray for you, Joshua. I lay my hands on you, Josh, and I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask the Holy Spirit to work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure in the name of Jesus. And Josh, I just know that God has brought you this far, and he is going to continue to lead and guide and direct in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I bless you there in Tempe, Arizona. And I ask God to bless you. And I know that this is a time of rest. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying over you, Josh, come away with me for a little while. Come away from the traffic. Come away from all of the different voices. Come away from all of the different opinions. Come away from what you feel like is maybe the best deal or what have you. The hand of God is mightily upon you. And I'm not sure what your, I don't have a word concerning your future in baseball. I know that you've played even in the major leagues. I'm not sure exactly what I don't ever have a word about the baseball, but I do have a word about coaching, managing. I declare in days to come, it may be a future word, but in days to come, you're going to be coaching and managing. And your greatest strength is not in days to come will not be hitting a baseball or fielding a fly ball. I believe that you were a catcher at one time, catching with a catcher's mitt, which is in high school. I played some in school. I played some catcher, and maybe in middle school, whatever it was. It's a very difficult assignment. But I'm telling you, Josh, that your greatest strength is going to be working with young men, speaking into their lives in the name of Jesus. I declare you're going to have a major managing position. You're going to be a major coach, and you are going to climb the ladder because you're going to impact and affect the lives of so many, many people. And you are going to be an incredible attraction to so many lives. You are going to make a major difference. So Josh, there in Tempe, Arizona, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I ask the Holy Ghost to bless you. And I've discovered that my greatest revelation comes out of rest. I know I've said it so many, many times, but I'm going to say it again. My greatest revelation, my greatest prophetic words come out of rest. Come out of rest in Jesus' name. And so I declare a season of rest in your life, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Sarah, I bless you right now, in the name of Jesus, those artistic gifts working in your lives, in Jesus' name. Elizabeth L., in the name of the Lord, I just heard the Holy Ghost saying over you that you are going to be ministering to a lot of young ladies that are wanting to get out of human trafficking. I know it's a major situation. So many men are bringing young girls, bringing women, young ladies over the border and selling them in, as human slaves. We have a problem in America. And Elizabeth L., I declare that you are going to be, you're going to be a key player in ministering to young ladies in the human trafficking industry. And you're going to help them find a new beginning. You're going to help them find a new beginning. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Hey, Stacy T. from Manford, Oklahoma. I bless you, Stacy. You're a wonderful woman of God. There are so many opportunities you feel like that you missed in days gone by. And you reflect back on better days, happier days, more fulfilling days. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He wants you to release the good, the bad, the ugly. I know there's some challenges even going on with your husband right now's health. And I do know that there's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. But I pray for you right now. I know that the Holy Ghost is saying over you in Jesus' name, Stacy, that there are new opportunities that are coming your way. And if you would just quit declaring those days were the best days and know that God has brought you into a place of special friendship. Abraham, the Bible said that Abraham was a friend of God, and God is bringing you to a place of special friendship with Him as well as a special friendship with other people. I know you've had a special friend that has just moved away. My friend Michael W. Smith, that's why he said he and his wife wrote the song Friends, because they said they had special friends that just moved away. They felt lonely. They felt maybe abandoned or what have you. But through that song, they developed and they attracted a lot of new friends. So I declare new friends are coming your way, Stacy, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I bless you, Tammy R. You went to Putnam City High School there in Oklahoma. God is at work in your life. And boy, there's been so many people that you thought were true friends that have rejected you. They just absolutely rejected you, turned away from you. But I just break that spirit of rejection off of you right now in Jesus' name and declare that God is at work. And wow. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing as I go along. You know, I look back and say, well, I thought they used to be my friend. We used to be close. But it's amazing how God keeps bringing new people into our lives. He keeps bringing people in to make a difference. And that's really what He's doing in you, in Jesus' name. And I bless you. And Renee, I bless you, Renee. I declare they're in Goreville, Illinois. Wow, God is doing something super, super terrific. Something super is happening in your life. That's beyond the ordinary. And God has set the world in your heart, and He is giving you amazing opportunities in different places of the world. And God is just enlarging your heart. I don't know how many nations you're going to be able to minister in, but it's going to be terrific. It's going to be quite amazing. Amazing. Hallelujah. I bless you there, Elizabeth. I bless you. And I know the hand of God is blessing you as well. So I trust that was a good word for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I want to speak over my niece today, Kendra D. I bless you, Kendra. Hear the Holy Ghost saying it's time to go on with your life. It's time to make some new plans, releasing what could have been, might have been, should have been. Boy, there's something about writing your vision down, what you believe that God is doing in your life. Maybe when you were a little girl, there was a special plan for your life. But I just see the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you. And your Aunt Glo Jean and I, we desire to be a blessing to your life. We know that God is with you. and we are for you, and we are with you. And you have to have some partners. You know, there's something about partners, people that work with you. You know, Gene and I have some monthly partners because every month we trust God for our finances. We have people that sow into our lives every month. It may be only $5 or $10, $25, $100, $500, $500, whatever it may be. But there's something about the assurance that you have when somebody pops up and says, I'm going to be a partner. If you want to be a partner, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, click on the donate button, and there's just a place to be a monthly partner. And even if it's $5, it's just the idea of somebody saying, I'm going to sow this into your life. And, you know, I've discovered that when I'm a blessing, I will never run out of blessing. So Gene and I, we're always giving money away. Is it money that, is it because we have extra money? No, it's not because we have extra money. It's just because we have learned that we are a blessing. That is why we're alive today. And somebody said on New Year's Eve, we had a New Year's Eve party we went to, and somebody said, what is your New Year's resolution? Of course, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I make New Year's declarations. And mine was very simple. I just want to be a blessing. I just want to be a blessing. I am on here today on Facebook Live and broadcasting on bpnradio.com because I want to be a blessing. I want to share a word. And so, Kendra, I bless you. You got to get with the right people, the right company. And some people you're going to have to say bye-bye to, and there's other people you're going to say hello to. I receive you in my life. And so having the right people in our lives is so important, even with your children. When you allow your children, I'm talking about your smaller children, even your teenagers, you allow them to have the wrong type of friends. That means they have the wrong type of influence. And there's some of you that have been around people for so long that said to you, you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be that, you can't stop doing that, you can't start doing that. And you have listened to those wrong voices for so long that you become paralyzed. So I break all of that off of you, Kendra, and all of you that agree. Maybe this word is for you. I break that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm for you. Hallelujah. You got to get the right people in your corner. You got to get the right people. I mean, years ago, after I led prayer at the White House, this was in the 90s, I met with three or four guys, and I shared with them, I'm going to have 1,000 churches. I'm going to have 1,000 points of light that's going to be praying with me. And one of those leaders said, no, I don't believe you could ever do that, Dale. That's too much. There's always somebody going to tell you, no, that's too much. No, that's too big. No, that's too far out. But another pastor said to me, Dale, you can do that and more. And now I have over 1,400 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. So I've surpassed that, but I join my faith with his faith. So you've got to join your faith with other people's faith. Those that believe in you and know that you can do it, you can make it, and you are looking good. You can do it, you can make it, and you are looking good. Hey, Pastor Bill Coleman, I just give a shout out there in Michigan, and one day I'm going to come to Michigan and minister in your church. That was a commitment that I made, and I believe that's going to happen at the appointed time. In Jesus' name. Hey, Pia A., I just released that special anointing to preach the gospel and to go into churches and remove Jezebels. I know that's a big assignment. Remove Jezebel. You say are there Jezebels in churches? Yeah, there are, and they're out to diminish leadership. They're out to drive pastors out of their places. And I know, Pia, that you work a job, and that's good. But there is a greater anointing, and that's the anointing to go and work with pastors and their wives. The anointing of God is upon you. You're an incredible preacher. You're an incredible anointing. I bless you right now in Jesus' name, Pia. In the name of Jesus, I believe in you. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Cynthia, there in Port Arthur, Texas, I just hear the Lord saying, just be still, be still. Know that He's God, because there's what you think is opportunities, or you think maybe there's assignments, but it's all a maybe. It's all a maybe. You just got to know in Jesus' name, and I declare that you will know in the name of Jesus. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. Adele, I have a word for you, Adele. And I'm looking on my, I'm looking at two different lists. I'm looking at the list that I have of names I've written down in cities, but I'm also looking on my list. So if I look like I'm looking the other way, it's because I'm looking at those of you that are making comments. And so I just bless you, Adele. I ask God to bless you. The hand of God that is upon you, a very influential woman, in Jesus' name. And I see you opening major doors for other people, and I see you signing contracts. I see you becoming an agent for other people, and you are giving oversight to their talents, their abilities, their assignments, and I bless you there in Jesus' name. And Michelle M., I bless you in the name of the Lord, the hand of God that is upon you. Hallelujah. You've been through fires and troubles and difficulties, and you're still going. And you're going to help a lot of other people that are quit, especially that are quitting or trying to quit, especially those who are suicidal, in the name of Jesus. And Dinah R., I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I just once again prophesy that French connection over you. And I hear you speaking French, and God is giving you incredible, incredible influence in the nation of France, as well as the United States of America and other French-speaking nations. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I bless you, Wanda. I declare that God is at work. You're an incredible intercessor. You're a person that knows how to pray on behalf of other people. And I bless you now and ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you today. Honor you today in the name of Jesus. Why don't you just receive? I need to stop and take a drink of Spark, and hallelujah, hallelujah. So where do I get Spark? Well, you can contact Ian Allison Kieber. Wow. I want to remind those of you that are listening on bpnradio.com that you are in tune with bpnradio.com. Your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, around the clock, around the globe. And don't forget Prophetic Thursday with Allison Kieber, one of my prophetic daughters, and another one of my prophetic daughters on Friday, Rhonda Kinzer. And, I do want to say that all of you are invited to a prayer and prophetic gathering that I will be hosting. There's going to be a number of people that's going to be there with me. Leland, nominated for Grammy 4 times, my spiritual grandson. Leland is going to be with me all day Friday, that is February the 22nd, at Austin Cathedral in Austin, Texas. And that's going to be all day. Morning, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then the evening service at 7 o'clock. I'll be praying with people, prophesying, and some of my prophetic sons, prophetic daughters will be there. And it's going to be... I don't have public gatherings very long, but going to be there, Austin, Texas, and I'll be just write the date down, Friday, February the 22nd. Come to Austin, Texas, and I'm planning on coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma before long. I'll tell you more about that. Anyhow, hallelujah! I'm going to get my granddaughter on the line here in just a moment, and. I just want to I just want to wish a happy birthday to my granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee. Give her a shout out. She's not able to receive a phone call, so I just give her a shout out right now. She's the host of Night Watch every night on bpnradio.com from midnight to 5 a.m., playing worship music and sharing scripture. So it's quite amazing. Letitia S. from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Terrell, Texas. I just want to give you a shout-out, Letitia, and tell you how much that Gene and I love you and appreciate you and believe that we are very linked in the Spirit. And the prophetic anointing is upon you, the anointing to pray the prayer of faith, and you're just an incredible woman. Letitia, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Gene and I, we want to stay in touch more. And I hope you can come to the prophetic gathering. We'd love to see you as well as others that are there. And I just want to speak a blessing over you, Rita, in Jesus' name. And I just ask God to bless you in the name of the Lord. Rita Jean, that's my wife's middle name, Chloe Jean. And I bless you in the name of the Lord. Ask the Lord to bless you and keep you. And you just, I just see you as a woman with a very tender heart, a very tender spirit. You know how to speak words in due season. You know, the Bible says a word spoken in due season, how wonderful it is. It's like it's better than apples of gold in settings of silver. And so I just bless you right now in the name of the Lord and ask God to bless you and keep you and touch you in a very special way. Hey, Michael B. there in Surprise, Arizona. That must be a great place to live, Surprise, Arizona. And I appreciate the note. You said you pray with me every day for the past 3 years. Somebody said, how can I pray with you every day? Well, you can pray with me on bpnradio.com. And also, you just if you want to pray with me on the TuneIn network, you download TuneIn, 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 and you can download the TuneIn app. And I'm there on TuneIn Radio, hundreds of radio stations, but you can tune in. Just click in BPN Radio, and you can listen to me just in a matter of seconds. So. And also, you can pray with me by going to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. I send out a prayer every day for those of you that sign in your name, your state. And if you attend a church, you can sign up your church, in particular your town and your city and your state. And then we'll send out a prayer request with the help of Linda Meeks and Cheryl Ortiz and Evelyn Gastelum. And we also send this out in Spanish, by the way, English and Spanish. Let's just go to letspraymerica.com and sign in, and you'll get a prayer every day. I send out a prayer to thousands of people every day, and you can receive one by going to letspraymerica.com. Michael B., thank you for praying with me the last 3 years. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is posturing you at this very moment for promotion. And you may say, what in the world am I doing here? God is promoting you. And I want to remind you, the Bible says that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. And so I just bless you, Michael. Ask God to bless you as he positions you for that promotion. Andy E. from Kelso, Washington. And I just declare that God over you, Andy, there in Kelso, has given you a spirit of excellence. You are, everything you do is with excellence. Your presentation, the way that you position yourself, you know, and excellence and wisdom go hand in hand. You know, when the Queen of Sheba came, in the Old Testament you read about it, when the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon, she was so impressed because when she went into his house, she was impressed by what she saw, the way the meal was served, the way the servants were serving, the way that everything was in order. And so that's important. Andy, I bless you right now. There in Kelso, a person of great excellence. And God loves that. And remember that excellence and wisdom go hand in hand. And Jesus Miguel B. Jesus from Orlando, Florida. In the name of Jesus, you are in the movie making industry, and I have a contact for you. Do you know, I love to put people together. I have a friend that is making a movie right now in Orlando. If you will private message me at Dale W. Gentry, if you'll private message me, I'll put you in contact with a friend of mine who's in the process of making a movie at this very moment in Orlando. You may not need another contact, but sometimes contacts are very, very important. So I want to help you there if I can. I bless you right now. And the movie-making industry, the Christian movie-making industry, is growing and enlarging and expanding. And I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Patty G., Mexico, maybe the same Patty G., maybe you're in Mexico and Texas. I declare that you are writing a story at this very moment, or you're living out a story that's going, there's somebody's going to make a movie about your story, your events, or whatever's happening in your life. So I bless you there in the name of Jesus. Hey, Audrey S. from Baldwin County, Alabama. Audrey, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Audrey, no limitations. There are circumstances, there are situations that have attempted to put great limitations on your life, but I declare in Jesus' name it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. No limits. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. No limits. You know, there used to be, I'm not sure about Montana, but in Montana, I read years ago in the USA Today that there was no speed limits in Montana. That may have changed, so you better make sure if you're in Montana driving. Used to be there was no speed limits. I just declare over you, in the name of Jesus, Audrey there in Baldwin County, Alabama, there's no limits. No limits. And you can do whatever God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And I bless you now in the name of Jesus. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. George Imperio, Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have been making major investments. Now it's time to draw interest on those investments. Hallelujah. Drawing interest on those investments that you've been making. Hallelujah. Reaching out your hands. I bless you, Rick O. from Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. Hey, Rick. Hey, Rick, from Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that that whatever has been unresolved for so long is getting resolved. Resolution taking place in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Rick, in the name of Jesus, there in cold Canada. And I pray for you, Shelley G. from Harvest, Alabama. I just declare that you have ears to hear the voice of the Lord, and the prophetic anointing is resting upon you. Incredible prophetic gifting in your life. I believe there'll come a day that you'll help me prophesy on BPN Radio. And Gabriel M. from Foothill, California. Gabriel, I bless you, Gabriel, in Jesus' name. And I just see a major reunion taking place in your life. There's a lot of people that you're getting reunited with, and it's going to be an amazing thing. From Homestead, Florida, Millie B. I bless you, Millie, in the name of the Lord. God is giving you special connection with military personnel. special connection with military personnel. And Anna N., they're from Oregon, in the name of the Jesus. I just hear the Lord saying just a little bit longer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, a little bit longer. Lori K. from Cincinnati, Ohio. I see you as a person that is an incredible administrator. You just get things done. I see you giving oversight to major projects. And so Lori K. there in Cincinnati, Ohio, I bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jacob B. from Boynton Beach, Florida, I hear the Lord saying, go just a little bit deeper. Dig a little bit deeper in the name of Jesus. A little bit deeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A little more tenacity. A little more aggressiveness in the name of the Lord. Hey, Eddie H. there in Chesmereth, Alaska. Eddie, a longtime listener, bpnradio.com. And I just know the hand of God is upon you. There is a pioneer effort. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, the righteous person will fall down seven times and get up again. Do it again. Go again. Try it again. Meet again. Whatever it is that you need to do again, do it again. Do it again. Again, again. Again, again, again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. 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 I just believe this is a day of great revelation where God is doing something very special in people's lives. And I'm praying for you right now in the name of Jesus. Those of you that are making comments, those of you that are joining me on bpnradio.com, those of you, hallelujah, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hey, Gary, I bless you in Jesus' name. Gary H., in the name of Jesus, from Grove City, Ohio, in the name of the Lord. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You must understand that there's a terrific shepherd's heart in your life, and you're one whose heart has been broken on a number of occasions. You know, sometimes we wonder, why has my heart been broken so many times? Why have I had to go through so many disappointments? You must understand that God many times allows these things to happen so that he can take out any heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, so that he can develop a testimony that is quite remarkable. And so in Jesus' name, I believe that God over you, Gary, is developing that testimony. I believe that you really do have a shepherd's heart in Jesus' name. You know, and you don't have to be a great preacher to be a pastor, to be a shepherd. I believe there's house churches that are being started today under the watchful eye of a pastor or an apostle, not being out on your own. And so there's a lot of ministries that's starting in apartment houses, in businesses, people that have shepherd's heart. And there's a lot of people that are not attending church today because they've been maybe wounded in the house of their friends. You know I love the local church. I still minister in the local church, but so many people today have dropped out, but they still need ministry. And so I know that you're going to bless a lot of people. Cassandra S.J., I bless you in the name of the Lord. Ask God to bless you and all that you put your hand to do. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon you. And that great desire, when I pray for you, I just see that great desire to do the will of God. You just want to do the will of God. And you know, that's me. That's me. I just want to do the will of God. And I pray for those of you that are just saying, you know, Dale Gentry, I just want to do the will of God. Scott, I know you want to do the will of God. I bless you. I bless you, Wanda. In Jesus' name, I know that you want to do the will of God. Emily, I bless you right now. In Jesus' name, Emily T., I know that you desire to do the will of God. The hand of God is upon you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you are a tremendous public speaker. You just have the ability to communicate, and I bless you right now. Catherine C., I bless you in the name of Catherine E., excuse me. I bless you, Catherine, in the name of the Lord, and ask God to bless you and minister to your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just see a mark on your life, and that is the mark of obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Lorna, I bless you. Lorna K., I bless you and your family. Ask God to bless you. And you just have an incredible gift of hospitality. Ask God to bless you. You are so hospitable, and I bless you there in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's been a wonderful day, hasn't it? It's been a wonderful day. I so enjoy being able to minister to people, to reach out to people. And thank you for listening to BPNRadio.com. I want to remind you that BPNRadio.com is broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. And we have reached into over 170 nations of the world. Over 170 nations. Whew, that's a lot, isn't it? We've had a total of over 50,000 listeners. I'm so glad that you are listening. And if I've not called your name today, I've had so many names that have been given, and also people that have contacted me in weeks past. We made a commitment. We're not going to let one name fall to the ground. And so also all of these prophetic sessions are on bpnradio.com. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. And all of these prophetic sessions are left there on our website. And you can go there to bpnradio.com. Wow. So I bless all of you in Jesus' name. Ask God to bless you. Don't forget, Allison Kieber is going to be on Thursday, 10 a.m. on Facebook Live and bpnradio.com, 10 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, Rhonda Kinzer is on Friday, and she'll be praying for people, prophesying over people. We desire to be a blessing. If you want to become a monthly partner, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. You can become a partner. Don't forget the prayer and prophetic gathering in Austin, Texas, Friday, February the 22nd at Austin Cathedral. Delvin Kinzer is next with he's next on the docket. He's our award-winning news director. He's on next with the news, giving you an up-to-date newscast, sharing about how we can pray for President Donald Trump and our nation. And then at 11:55, Roy Beard is on with a word from the wall. And then we have special guests throughout the day. This program on bpnradio.com will be rebroadcast at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com. And this is also going to be up on Dale Gentry Facebook Live and Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live throughout the day if you want to share this with your friends or want to watch it again. I love you very much. So delighted you're with me. Thankful for our team. Thankful to Ruth Gentry, our station manager, and Aliona Pertuca, who's our editor, Michael Schonborn, who is our IT director and chief engineer, Cheryl Ortiz, who is our national prayer coordinator. If you have a prayer request, you can contact her, bpnradio.com. I'm out of time. I got to go. Thanks for being a part of it. And we'll continue on next Tuesday with Prophetic Tuesday God bless you. I sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.